Let's start again from Pasuk Yud Zayin. Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Batiznach mi shalom nafshi nashi si toivah. It has been rejected. It has been rejected from my neshama, or my neshama has despaired from having peace. Mi shalom nafshi nashi si toivah. I have forgotten what means goodness. So we just review some ideas. We said yesterday, when we mentioned one more idea, Vatiznach mi shalom nafshi. We explained yesterday, shalom means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, Vayikoloi Hashem shalom. Hashem has been forgot, I have been rejected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My neshama no longer connects, links up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the essence of the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash was Kayam, there was the Hashuas HaShchina, and the neshama, which is a chelek me'elokam imal, every neshama is a portion of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It had its natural connection, its natural happiness, its natural sustenance came directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was in proximity to the neshama. But now that the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken the Shechina, has returned it to Shemayim, and Mimela, the neshama, which is a chelek melokam imal, has been tiznach, has been rejected, from receiving that communication. Nashisi toivah, and therefore all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised, Vayalakim etz kol asher osa v'hinei toiv ma'oid, all of the good that Hashem has created now has been forgotten for me, because that was contingent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu's resting Yashchina in this world. We mentioned yesterday another interpretation, Shalom refers to Shalom Bayis. And they mentioned that was a very good, that was a very powerful idea, that Shalom Bayis, when reason why we light candles for any night is in order that we should be able to see what we are eating, we should, and therefore there should be no quarreling in the house. And at the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Chazal say that they could not even afford candles for the Friday night meal. There was no peace. Nafshi here can allude to the Neshama Yisera. On Shabbos, we have the Neshama Yisera. My Neshama Yisera did not have the Neros, which was necessary to enhance Shabbos. And Shisi Toiva, we continue in that method, I was unable to bathe. The Medrash says I could not bathe for Shabbos. I did not have nice clothing for Shabbos. My home was not clean for Shabbos. And this was a reminder that the reason why we suffered the Churban Beis HaMikdash was because we did not properly observe Shabbos. Okay, Shalom, now what I wanted to add, what I forgot to mention yesterday, Shalom also refers to Torah, is Talmud Torah. But Tiznach mi Shalom Nafshi, that part of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, just the theme is repeated over and over in the Sefer, in the Megillah, is our Yerida in our understanding, appreciation, and ability to become great in Talmud Torah. There's no greater Shalom than the Torah. The Medrash says that Shalom is a reference for Torah. Torah was forgotten from our neshama, and therefore all of the good ki lekach toiv nasati lochem toirasi al ta'azovu. So the lekach toiv was forgotten because the shalom was rejected. The Torah was rejected from my neshama due to the churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, I'm not sure we did the targum. We'll just see over here with the targum. Pasuk Yitzayim, just in case we didn't do it. Pasuk Yitzayim v'kotzas milim sha'al shalom nafshi. We did the targum that we discussed yesterday. Is the targum interprets the word shalom differently? The ability, the art, the technique in being mispalo through the churban Beis HaMikdash, I no longer know how to properly daven. We discussed that length yesterday. Okay. And the Medrash concludes, it's forgotten for me good. Okay, let's go to Pasuk, next Pasuk Yud Ches. Pasuk Yud Ches, the last Pasuk of the series of Vavs. Vaymar Ovad Nitzchi. I said in my frustration, in my tsar, my misery, it has been lost Nitzchi. Nitzchi means the translation, how here in the art scroll, it translates it, my strength, my Netzach. But Netzach obviously has a much, much richer connotation. The Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. What does it mean, Netzach? The eternity. Nitzchi, that this, that we were promised to be a nation, the Netzach Yisrael, that's how I really want to interpret it now, the Netzach Yisrael, the eternity of Klal Yisrael, the fact that we are above and beyond the world of Teva, that has been Ovat. And it's not only we know deep down that it's not been offered, but unfortunately the Umos HaOlam, they certainly do not appreciate the Nitzchis of Torah. Look at what happened last week on Friday. Supreme Court decision to recognize, to change the traditional meaning of marriage. It's a Mefarish Pasuk in the Torah. Ki Betzelem Elokim Bara Esa Adam, Ki Tzelokim Zocha Unikeva Bira'am. It's Mamish Mefarish Pasuk. That Tzelem Elokim is Zocha Unikeva. And the Umos HaOlam, Torah is not nitzchis; it's outdated. That's what Justice Kennedy wrote. Times have changed today in society. This is an outdated, antiquated.
Kennedy said.
Yeah, he wrote that. He wrote about that. He wrote today. It's accepted already today.
Each person's view.
So, but what are they saying? They're saying is, but it says in the Torah, in the Bible, the founding fathers, they were heavily, heavily influenced. They were heavily influenced by the Bible. So what do they write? Torah is not nitzchis. It was good for then. It was good for 1,000 years ago, but it's not good for today. Today we're different. The essence of Torah is nitzchi. It is eternal. Doesn't change until the end of days. And this is exactly what the pasuk is mourning. V'oimar, I said, Ovad Nitzchi. The Nitzchis of Klal Yisrael and Torah, what they represent, has been Ovad, has been lost. Now Ovad, by the way, has been Ovad destroyed, been lost. So this is part of the Chum. It's not appreciated. This Chalti Me'Hashem. Now, the next word, Vissochalti, can be interpreted two ways. Some interpret it's a continuation of the word Ovad. Okay, so it says here, Ovad means lost. Lost, gone. Gone or lost is going on two words, on the word Nitzchi and also on the word Vissochalti. Sochalti means my hope. And my yearning, it's gone. There's nothing to yearn for, nothing to hope for. It's all over. Me'Hashem, from Hashem, the Nitzchi and the Sochalti, Me'Hashem is gone. It's gone. On the other hand, some of the commentators say, no, that's not the way you should translate the pasuk. You put a comma after the word Nitzchi. Ovad Nitzchi comma. And the proof to that is the Vav. Yet, the Vav is to be translated as nevertheless. Or yet, Vissochalti me'Hashem. Even though my Nitzchi, the world, no longer appreciates the Nitzchis of Klal Yisrael and Torah, I still have hope in Hashem. I have faith and Muna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will one day restore the world to its purity. Vissochalti, nevertheless, my hope comes me'Hashem. Rashi, Pasuk Yud Ches, Vayimar Ova Nitzchi, Amarti, Believi. I said, Believi, my heart, Beruvt, Sorosi, due to the enormity, due to the abundance of my troubles. Ovad Oilami, my world. He's translating the word Nitzchi as Oilami, a very interesting translation, which really is the Oilam Voed. The Oilam Voed means forever and ever. Forever and ever. Oilami means my world, but it has the connotation, the eternity of the world. Because the Oilam is something which goes from the beginning to the end. Oilami, this Savri. Savri is the Aramaic word for hope. Like with a sin, Eini Hashem Elecha Yisaberu V'Ato Nosim Lachem Es Ochlam Biito. The eyes of all Elecha to Yisaberu, with a sin, they yearn. So we exchange the sin for a samach. It means the savri. The savri means my yearning is that it's been lost from Hashem, and I said this in my heart. Over here, Yirmi is speaking. This was said in my heart. Now let's see the Targum Pasuk Yud Ches. Yes.
How does one balance that? According to the theories you just gave us, what's it the same? On earth, you have two things going on. You have Klal Yisrael with their avers, keeping Shabbos, this and that, etc. And yet, it seems this pasuk is also bringing in the degradation, the disgusting acts of the goyim. In other words, if they don't, and you mentioned that, for example, the moral degradation is seemingly occurred. Is that what Yirmiyahu is saying, that both are of equal weight, or we have to be what we are, and if the goyim what they are, Hashem will still cling to us? Which is it? Hashem wants both. He wants purity among the goyim and purity among the Jews.
Well, the purity among the goyim is related to the purity among us. If we are pure, there's a ripple effect. There is a
goyim are not pure. Is there any ripple effect on Jews?
Yes, sure.
Everything that happens in the world is because of Klal Yisrael. Egocentric. Everything focuses on us. If we are pure, if we are holding where we... There's a trickle-down effect. If we are pure, Mimela, it will have an effect on the Ummah Salam. They also will achieve a degree of purity. Klal Yisrael is meant to be an Or La'amin. They're looking at it. We are the moral conscience of the world. And if we are holding where we're supposed to be holding, there's no question it has a trickle-down effect upon them, and their purity is enhanced. If the Ummah Olam are lowering themselves to a new level, that reflects upon us. That's what Chazal teach us. We're responsible.
I had a black guy who worked with me. One time he said to me, out of the blue, when there was some kind of scandal amongst the Jews, it was Rabbeim or whatever, I can't believe it. I'm blown away. You people are the people that everybody looks at.
That's right.
The way when you say that.
And if they don't say it, at least they're thinking it. If they're not thinking consciously, they're thinking subconsciously. And in the spiritual world, it's certainly true. So, whatever it means, whatever we take it, whatever. But this is it's a very frightening pasuk. V'sachalti me'Hashem. Even at very harsh times, we have to still have faith. V'sachalti. Nevertheless, even in these harsh times, we have to have still faith. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, thank you. Okay, let's take a look over here at the Pasuk Yudches. Pasuk Yudches in the Targum. The Pasuk in the Targum says, Va'amadis, Oivad Tukfi, my Toikef. We have a new translation. Okay, strength. We have a new translation. Doors already locked outside? Okay, Va'amaris, Oivad Toikfi. Tukfi means my strength. We have now a different translation. According to Rashi, it's always very fascinating to contrast Rashi versus the Targum. Rashi says, "Oy lo mi, my eternity, my nitzchius, and what we call nitzchius, my eternity." And whereas here, he's over here, he's not here yet. And according to Rashi, Rashi says, "Tukfi means my power." My strength just simply means my strength, my pride, my strength has been lost. Tuva is the goodness. Dahavesi oirich min kodom Hashem, which I yearned. Oirich means to yearn from Hashem. So he's clearly translating the Targum that v'soichalti is a continuation of the word ovad. Avad is to be applied to the word nitzchi. Pasuk Yudches is to be applied to the word nitzchi, to the word v'sochalti, both my power and my goodness, which I yearned, the goodness which I yearned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been lost. Interesting, he is with v'tuva. V'tuva doesn't say that in the pasuk anywhere. I don't know where he got that from. Avad nitzchi. Nitzchi is tukfi, fine. V'tuva. I guess v'tuva is included in the word v'sochalti. V'sochalti, when you yearn, what do you yearn for? You don't yearn for tzaras. You yearn...
The last word
is the
previous
part. You yearn for good. Also going to go...
Carry over.
Okay, could very well be. Very good. Well, it's carry over the last pasuk, then the yearning for good has been forgotten from me. Let's go to pasuk Yutes. Pasuk Yutes, we begin now the new series. The next two letters, Zayin. Zechor ani umirudi la'anov arosh. So similarly here, it says Hashem should remember four things. Remember my affliction. Remember umirudi, that I'm stepped upon. Umirudi loshnov, to be stepped upon. We're going to see the Targum. Targum is going to translate this.
Isn't the word zakar a strange word to remember? Because Baruch Hu doesn't remember.
Well, that Yom HaZikaron and Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah, we blow the shofar that Hashem should remember. We say 10 psukim, begging Hashem to remember us. So the answer is Hashem remembers everything, but the difference between passive remembrance and active remembrance. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he remembers to the degree where he acts, where he does. Things are stored on memory. They're stored on a memory chip. But does not mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually acting upon that memory. So Oni means my affliction. And then when it says Umirudi, let's see Rashi, the Pasuk Yutes, Umirudi, he does, I don't know what that word means, so I have no way of
complaint.
my complaint. Okay, so that means that my rebellion. But
rebellion.
So, but the, okay, my okay, let's see the tag, my rebellion. Lan of Rosh is two different types of wood which are bitter. Okay, over here in the art scroll, it translates the word umri, sorrow. Could very well be, because Murdi means rebellion. Okay, that's going to be the drasha. This is a very nice drasha, a medrash. But this, what is first a simple interpretation? Murdi means to be down. Like lashon of merirus, bitterness, mar. The shoresh of the word is mar, is bitterness. So here it means, remember my suffering and my sorrow, my bitterness. Obviously there's a dalet. So the dalet creates a possibility where the dalet is also part of the shoresh, and then it would mean my rebellion. But that's not what we want, that's not something that we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember. Why in the world would you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please remember that I have rebelled against you? That's ridiculous, right?
You read the?
No, then there will be a yud. Yorad, you need the yud.
Like he said,
oh, you want
the last word.
Yeah.
Complain.
Complain. Okay. Remember, Michael. So then Rashi is focusing then on if that's what it means, then it's going. It means my rebellion. So then we have to have some understanding of what then Pastor Rashi then is going to the more midrashic approach. But let's first go derech pshat. It means lashon memreish is my bitterness. And bitterness means that as here in the article it translates my sorrow, zuchor oni my suffering, umirudi my bitterness, my sorrow. La'anav rosh, wormwood and bitterness. Varosh is also another word for bitterness, different types of wood which are...
We've had it a few times already. Gall and wormwood.
Gall and wormwood. Different types of wood which are bitter or produce bitter berries. Now, let's take a look at the Targum. Pasuk Gittes, he elaborates a bit more.
Gall is something that's used
in the liver.
No.
Chicken.
No. I'm talking about it. Used in the ink for
sofrim,
like, I guess.
Oh, okay, they put. Okay.
In Megillah, you have one of those things.
Okay, Pasuk Yutas of the Targum. Itkar, we request HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember Inui Nafshi. Okay, the inu means the suffering of my neshama. Okay, umma.
One of the 13 things.
Okay, so here Rashi, the Targum is creative in taking the word umirudi, which means rebellion, not like we said it means sorrow, but not our rebellion, but the rebellion of the nations of the world. So he puts it upon them. Umad amridu bi sinai, this that my enemies rebelled against me. They rebelled. We were at one point in time very dominant, and the nations of the world, we were in control. They were submissive to us, and they rebelled against us. Remember how they caused us pain. And then the Ashkin, you'll see, they gave us to drink. So he's telling us here, these two things of La'anav Rosh are made into some potion, a potion which we drink. The Ashkin, you'll see, they gave us to drink Gidin Veresh Chivon. Gidin means, is a translation for Lana, and Veresh Chivon means poison of snakes. And I guess Rosh is the Ata. What's say?
Porer rosh
v'lano, but he's saying over here means the poison that comes from a snake. Like, why is a rosh called a snake? Maybe it goes back to Chava. Chava says v'hu rosh, that you men will step on the head of a snake. So the snake is called the rosh. Here he seems to translate the poison they gave us to drink. Yos gidin v'reishay chivyon, the head of a snake. That's how he translates the word rosh. They made us drink this poison that turn into a potion, these two different types of poison. Okay, so we have Rashi, we have sorrow, we have rebellion, that the nations of the world have rebelled against us. The Medrash says something very interesting, and for that Medrash there's a very interesting story from the Baal Shem Tov. The Medrash says that Hashem, we acknowledge the fact that we have rebelled against you. We do. Remember Hashem. We want to say to Hashem, Hashem, we have rebelled. But Hashem, our suffering already is more than enough to serve as a kapara. We have rebelled. But the anyi, the pain and suffering corresponds to the rebellion, and it already has been more than enough. We've paid our debt, and therefore there's no more reason why you should continue to cause us to suffer. And to illustrate this is a very beautiful story with the Baal Shem Tov. The Talmidim Baal Shem Tov came and said, we want to watch you do kaparos Erev Yom Kippur. We want to see how you do kaparos, the holy Baal Shem Tov. So he said, you want to see me do kaparos? Better go to so-and-so. I'll tell you an address where you can go and you can watch this fellow do kaparos. They went to that person, they stood in the window, and they watched. What did the person do? He took out of his bookcase two books, two ledgers. And he said, Ribbono shel Olam, in this ledger, it was a thick ledger, like, you know, the Tanakh books. The Tanakh books underneath in the Bima from the Sefer Torah, all of my sins. Every time he did an aver, he wrote it down. Thick, thick book of sins, all my chatoim. And then he took out another book, all of his tzaris, all of the trouble, all of his problems. So he said, Ribbono shel Olam, I've sinned. Hear my sins. But on the other hand, you've not been so good to me. You've been making trouble for me this year. So you know what? I'll tell you what, Ribbono shel Olam. We're even. We'll cancel it out. We'll cancel. I'll be moichel all of the things that you've done to me, if you'll be moichel me for all of my sins. He then takes the two books and he rips them to shreds. And he goes kaparis. He takes it over and he does kaparis. This was the person to whom the Baal Shem Tov told the Chassid, if you want to go see a good kaparis, this is who you should go and watch. And basically, that's how the part I saw Sefer connect that story to this pasuk. Exactly what it means, going to the Medrash. Zechor oni umirudi. Hashem, you're right. I'm willing to take, you know, when you're desperate, you try, the lawyers in court, they do, so when they see the case is not going their way, they do some very desperate things. And here, this is a very desperate technique. Hashem, you're right. I want to tell you about all my sins. And I'm not afraid. What's that? That's this machine?
It's fire.
The emergency broadcast. It's a fire.
Yeah, oh, that's a yellow alert.
Amber
alert. I get it on my
screen. What is the black dodge the whole day to Esther?
Okay, so. So the Merudi is you acknowledge the sins, but you say to Hashem, Zelu Mazer, I have suffered quite a bit, and my suffering should cancel the sins that I have committed.
Well, that's why I thought that we know the ancient Chalav Nekin Sefer Odecha, as you pointed out, we acknowledge the fact that God gets nothing, but we wanted to point out that most of our rebellion was due to mitigating circumstances of our own suffering. So please acknowledge the fact it's not an excuse, but it's a reason for what we did, and maybe you'll take it into account.
And you'll lessen the punishment. Very nice.
Understand.
Pasek Chav, Zohar Tiskar V'Soshoach Alay Nafshi. Now, well, who is the one that's remembering? So Rashi says, I remember. Pasek Chav, Rashi, Zohar Tiskar Nafshi. I myself will certainly remember. My neshama remembers, it's going back on Pasek Yutes. Nafshi is Ani Umirudi, my suffering and my complaint, my suffering and my sorrow. V'Soshoach Alay. And v'shuach means I am weakened, I am humbled. V'shuach alai, and I am humbled and weakened due to what I do when I remember, I recall all of my suffering. Kachu peshuta l'fi inyan shita samikra. That is the simple interpretation of the pasuk. However, medrash agada zohar tiskar. I hold it. What is the repetition? Zohar tiskar. Yodati shesoyfcha. I am aware that soyfcha liskar es osuli. I know that you will one day redeem me. I am well aware, it fits very well in the previous pasuk, possibly pasuk of Yud Ches, v'sochalti me Hashem, I yearn for Hashem, and I have confidence that Mashiach will come, the day will come, the day of reckoning will come, and all the umos will be punished, and we will be restored. The only thing is, I'm not going to be around for it. By that time, the time that comes, I'm already going to be long gone. And that's why I have so much v'soshoach olai nafshi. My neshama is weakened and is humbled because I recognize I'm not going to merit to see the Yeshua. The Medrash gives an... This is Yirmiyah speaking now. Well, he's speaking on behalf of Klal Yisrael. The Medrash gives an example. The example is if you have two cows, a fat cow and a lean cow. And suddenly there is a hunger, there is a famine. So what happens to the fat cow? The hunger lasts, let's say, for a period of time. So the fat cow loses weight. It goes from being 300 pounds, it goes down to being 100 pounds. The lean cow that starts off as being 75 pounds, by the time the famine is over, is dead. So if you have some room to wiggle, you have something stored up, you can survive the harsh times. So that's part of the sar. If I had zuchuyos, zuchusim, I had merits, I had something good going for me, then no, I would not be so upset, because I have full confidence that this is not going to go on forever. Mashiach is going to come, the zuchur Mashiach is going to come, I'll be around, and okay, I can deal with it. But I recognize I'm already at the tail end. I'm already an old man, I'm already weak, I'm tired. By the time the Geula comes around, I'm going to be gone. Therefore, it's the end. It's, for me, it's curtains. And this was true for Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu did not live to see the Geula. Yirmiyahu died during the 70 years of Golus. He was not around the time of the Bayi Sheni. There were people who were alive. They had to be about 10 years old. There was a big collection of people that did witness the building of the Bayi Sheni, but they were not youngsters. But here, and for Klal Yisrael as a whole, when we'll witness the ultimate Geula, it's like too little, too late. That really is the churban of the Golus. The Golus is we're holding over here now. Because the Mashiach, it's already been so many years. We've gone almost 2,000 years since the Geula. It's damage that cannot be repaired. Because even if Mashiach comes now, which will come, you can't make up for all the lost time. All of the world in our tradition is only that long. There's going to be an end, whatever it means. And all of this is just wasted time. Mashiach will come, so there'll be a shorter period of time when there'll be Yemos HaMashiach until Olam Haba and Tchias HaMeisim, whatever that, all those things mean. If Mashiach would have come 1,000 years ago, everything would have been different. And this realization is what causes my neshama to be weakened, to mourn. Despondent. What's the translation of despondent?
Sad.
Sad?
Like you have no faith in getting relief.
Hopelessness. Hopelessness. Okay. Sadness. Hopelessness. This shoach alai nafshi, my neshama is hopeless. This is the beautiful interpretation. This is one of the slichos that we say. If we say it, we only say it on Parsha Zohar. Parsha Zohar in Kedusha, right before Yimloich Hashem Lilam Lokach Tzion Lev. We don't know when it says this, but there are slichos and piyutim that can be found in Machzor for Parsha Zohar, and that's what it says there. The Paiton took it from this pasuk. The Medrash, he took this pasuk and he took the Medrash and he built it in and used it as an expression in the piyutim. Rashi quotes all this. Let's see. Medrash Agada Zohar Tiskar. What does it mean? I remember. Means the future. Yodati, I'm well aware. Shesoifcha liskor es also. You're definitely in the future going to remember what has been done to me. Avol ta shoyach olai nafshi. I am, and my nesham is saddened. Lahamten to wait. Adzman hazechira, to the time of remembrance, because I'm not going to be around then. It's not going to make a difference. Too little, too late. For me at least. Umikan, from this pasuk and this medrash, yisad hapayot bezos yodati. Here are his words. These are the words of the piyut on Parsha Zohar. Bezos yodati, with this I know, ki yesh l'cho lizkar, this I know that you Hashem will certainly remember. Avol sashoyach olai nafshi, my neshama is weakened and is sad ad shetiskar, until indeed that time comes and you do remember. Okay, so he's just taking the medrash and playing with it a little bit in the words, but the idea is the same, is that I know that you're going to remember, but in the meantime, it's not going to do anything for me. It's too late for me. Pasuk Chof Aleph. Zos. Now, this Pasuk, really, all the Zions, I didn't really explain this. We're now to the third Pasuk of the Zions. Let's read the Pasuk. Zos, this, Oshiv El Libi. Zos here really means the following. What starts in Pasuk Chof Beis. Starting from Pasuk Chof Beis, for a series of psukim, a series of letters, are words of encouragement, are words of comfort. So we mentioned that when Yirmiyah, this Megillas, Yirmiyah was burnt by the king, was burnt when it was destroyed, and he rewrote it again. Hashem told him to write another perek, and the perek that he added was perek Gimel, the perek Aleph, Beis, and Dalit. It's all gloom and doom. There are no words of comfort, but perek Gimel includes words of comfort. And it's surprising. You would think that if they were so rebellious and they destroyed the Megillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would respond with kindness. That's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, that he realizes that it's not going to work to give Musar with harshness. So let me try a little different approach. I'll give them Musa with kindness, with Nechama. And we have over here in Perek Gimel many Pesuk Nechama, starting with Pasuk Chav Beis, Chaste Hashem Kilo Samlu Kilo Yichol Rachamav, Chadashim, Labukarim, Rabbon Esech, so on and so forth. Pasuk Zayin, all of the Zayins, Pasuk Yutes, Pasuk Chav Aleph, is the transition from the gloom and doom of the beginning of Perek Gimel to the words of Nechama that appear towards the middle and end of Perek Gimel. Because so far, beginning of Perek Gimel, until we got to the letter Zayin, while up to Pasuk Yud Ches. Pasuk Yud Ches was also of the last of the Vavs, Voimar Ovad Nitzchi V'Sachalti Me'Hashem. It's gloom and doom. It's all harsh words, words of Toichacha, words of Klala. Now, when you get to the letter Ches, it's going to be pleasant, encouraging words. But, no, not straight through, just for short. You can't expect everything, you know, you can't... No, you do not. Not at least in our tradition. Not in our tradition. I don't know what goes on elsewhere.
I've heard it do a different thing in Perek.
Oh yeah, you've heard such a thing?
Yes.
I've never heard such a thing. Yeah. He has a different thing in Perek Gimel. Okay.
Different thing in Perek Gimel.
Because it's more positive.
I don't know why.
No, we do
it's partially.
But the Haftarah we do by.
The Haftarah of Shabbos Chazoyin we do like the Nigun of Eicha. Then we go back. At the end, we go back to either the Nigun of the Haftarah or the Nigun of Eicha. What? Not positive. One is part is Paya. The last words. End off on a good note, so you go back to the nigun of the Haftarah, but the bulk is Eicha. But I never heard such a thing that the nigun of the Perek Gimel could be very fascinating. I was told that if you want to learn about nigunim for kinois, that we also, is there a nigun for kinois? Forget about Eicha. When you chant the kinois on Tisha B'Av, is there a nigun? It could be there is. It could be there is a nigun. It could be that it's forgotten for most of us. But I was told, what? Elit Zion, that's right. Elit Zion is a special nigun, absolutely. That's right. Some people do Friday night. For L'Chadodi, it became that's like the nigun for Tisha B'Av. What? Not the shtibel. Right. They're very mock, but you don't eat Avelos on Shabbos. Okay, there's enough. So, what I was told that in the Spanish Portuguese synagogue, they have a different collection of kinois. They don't. Their kinos are not all like our. And also, is that every kino, as I was told, I have no idea if it's true or not. They have a different nigun. They have traditional nigunim for each one of the kinois. So, No, I was Menachem Avel yesterday. Rabbi Daniel Kramer. You know who Daniel Kramer is? He's one of the executives of the RCA. And I know him. I know him for many, many years. I know him from the neighborhood. I know him from my father's shul. So he was talking about Tisha B'Av, and he just happened to throw out that it's a great place to go for Tisha. If you want to have a different Tisha B'Av experience, he recommended that I go to the Spanish Portuguese synagogue. Little does he know that I have an inside track there. but he was recommending to me that I should go there and experience Tisha B'Av like never before. I have a different nigun for each kina. Okay, if you want to go. I don't know if they have. This is what he told me. I don't know. You have to check it out. But he's saying something very interesting. But here we have. I just want to point out this. Make this point that here in all of the Zions are transitional. We go from the. It's Zechor. We mentioned until now all of our tzaris, and now we say Hashem, remember, and we have hope in you. And then when we go into pasuk the Cheses, we actually go into words of comfort. And the connection, the direct connection, is the words Al Kain Oichil. I have hope. What do I have hope in? What do you have hope in? Express yourself. Say what you're. That's what Pasuk Chaf Bey says. You know the hope? The hope is Chastei Hashem, the kindness of Hashem. So it's a direct link into the next Pasuk. Let's see Rashi, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Zos Oshiv Elibi. The following I take to heart. Acha sha'amar li libi avdot seichalti me Hashem, after my heart has said to me that it is lost, my hope from Hashem, oshiv zos libi, I respond. I don't let my heart get the last word. I get my mind. My mind gets the last word. It's a very important point that there's always a conflict between the mind and the heart. Who gets in the last word? The last word goes to the mind. I respond. Oshiv zos libi, I respond this el libi to my heart, v'yoychil, and I have hope, od, I have still have hope. Umahi zos oshiv el libi, what is the hope? Rashi very clearly says that we have to read Pasuk Chof Aleph together with Pasuk Chof Beis, that is the hope that I have in mind. Now there's a Medrash, the Medrash says that when it says the Pasuk Chof Aleph zos, it is alluding specifically to what can you can already guess what the Medrash says, the zos ha-Torah asher Zois is a code for the Torah. It is the Torah that is going to prevent me from giving up hope. And indeed, this is 100% true. Jewish continuity, the success, the secret to the fact that we are still around, and all of the ancient religions and ancient nations are long gone. There's no Zecher, is because we have the Torah. We have the Torah. The Torah is what keeps us going. I mean, the most successful, and everyone is arguing what you can do to guarantee Jewish continuity, and there's birthright, go to Eretz Yisrael, and there are all different ideas people have, but what's been proven to work is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is all the way up on the very top. Not to say that the other techniques don't work, but Talmud Torah, teaching Torah, is a success to guarantee that even in Galus, when we have no Shechina, no Beis Hamikdash, we have no land, and Baruch Hashem now we have a land, but all the years of Galus, Klal Yisrael were not settled in Eretz Yisrael to a large degree. What kept us as a nation? It's the koyach of the Torah, Talmud Torah, and that's a direct response to what it says in the previous pasuk. The previous vavs are saying of Anitzchi. That's it. It's gone. V'seichalti me'Hashem. There's no hope. That's what my heart says. But there is an answer. There is success. There is zos oshev libi. When you take the Torah, the zos haTorah, and you use it as a response to the despair that the heart, the hopelessness that the heart feels, al kein oichil klal Yisrael will survive. V'neitzach Yisrael lo yishak. It's the koyach of Talmud Torah. I always have that image in my mind. I'm not a big convention person, but I just somehow always sticks in my mind of Moshe Scherer. Zecher Tzadik Levracha. This must go back long time ago. Maybe it was one of the first Sima Shas in Madison Square Garden, the second Sima Shas, and he basically said this idea. And his last words were, "V'neitzach Yisrael lo yishaker." That the koyach of Torah, the koyach, the fact that Klal Yisrael has achieved such a significant accomplishment to come together to celebrate the Sima Shas in such an oifan mechudar, it's remarkable. And it speaks volumes for the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. It's the koyach haTorah that guarantees the netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. The response to ovad nitzchi v'srichalti me Hashem is zos, the zos haTorah. Jewish education doesn't mean koilel, it means simple teaching children, simple little things. And Mishnah is Chumash, a little Gemara, Dinim, Zois HaTorah is the response to guarantee the Nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. That's right. That's what keeps us. Let's take a look at the Targum Pasuk of Aleph. Da Nechemosa. Okay, fascinating Targum. Little word, it completely changes the meaning of the pasuk. This is the comfort. Asha Salibi, this is the Nechama Ashiva Libi. He's added these words in the comfort to the heart that is in a state of hopelessness is this, what is the Zos? That's really going into the next pasuk. Pasuk of Beis is going to be the Chaste Hashem. Ashiva Libi, Al Kein Dir, for I still have hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Chof Beis. Chaste Hashem ki loy samnu. The kindness of Hashem. Now, there are different ways to translate this pasuk. Ki loy samnu never comes to an end. With regard, I'm going to translate it the wrong way first. Not the wrong way, but not the way Rashi translates it. Chaste Hashem, we have to add the word. With regard to the kindness of Hashem, we can be certain. Ki loy samnu. It never comes to an end. Hashem's chesed is infinite. So again, I'm meaning in the words, with regard to, that's been added in brackets, the Chaste Hashem, we have to add, we can be certain that, now we go back to the pasuk, ki lo samlu, that it never comes to an end. Ki lo cholu rachamav, and also we can, in addition, we also can be certain that his mercy does not come to an end. We have hope Hashem will come along and redeem us. Now let's see how Rashi, doesn't say that. Chaste Hashem ki lo samlu, v'chol ho'inyin ad mayis onin v'gomer. The kindness of Hashem does not come to an end. All we this samlu goes on to the end, meaning that this is all a continuation of oichil. He's coming to explain, what am I hoping for? Al kein oichil. I have hope in the Chaste Hashem. I have hope in ki lo yicholu rachamav. I have hope in the fact that Chelki Hashem Omro Nafshi.
So what you said before, that from now until manifest,
it's all part of the good, all positive. It's all the positive, and that's going back. Rashi's explaining what's the oichil of pasuk, or the zos, really the word zos of pasuk chaf aleph, is going back on chaf beis, all the way to what pasuk did you say, Rav Meir? All the way to Lamites. What letter is that? What was the letter? The Mem. All the way to the Mem. It's all all end of the Mem. It's all included in the good. The Cholowinin ad ma yisoinin. Okay. Now he explains piece by piece, bit by piece by piece. Kiloy samlu kimo kiloy tamu, does not come to an end. Period. Chaste Hashem kiloy samlu, does not come to an end. That's, I think that's the way that we learned the pasuk, we translated the pasuk. With regard to Hashem's kindness, it does not come to an end. The Yesh Mefarshim, ki lo yisamnu, kimo, it means that we will not come to an end. Kaloi tamnu ligvaya. It has this was last week's parasha. Ligvaya means to expire. We have stopped dying. Will they cease to perish? Will they come to an end of dying? Now, what does that mean? So, tamnu means to die, to come death, or that the body, the human being, will come. Will it's a code for the person. Now, what do we mean? He explains. Chaste Hashem, heim asher loy samnu, v'loy kolinu ba'avoneinu, and we have not come to an end due to our sins. So let's go back and read the words of the pasuk. Chaste Hashem, it's only due to the kindness of Hashem ki loy samnu, that we have not been finished off. Very big difference. Let's take a step back. Until now I told you that the word somnu is an explanation of Hashem's kindness. With regard to Hashem's kindness, we need not be worried. It's infinite. It never comes to an end. And we in the middle will be recipients of Hashem's kindness. Okay, but that's one. Rashi's second interpretation says the word somnu is a code word that means that us, human beings, Klal Yisrael, will not cease to exist due to the kindness of Hashem. Chaste Hashem, the kindness of Hashem guarantees that ki loy somnu, we will not perish.
Yeah, I mean, it seems more fitting with the word. I mean, if it would be chesed, that would not be ending kilo samu.
No, you're right. I don't know grammar. You're right. But according to Rashi's first interpretation, it's going. That's why Rashi is coming to explain that the grammar is very creative. The grammar. That's why he says you're right. Rashi's first point is what? What's the nun? The nun doesn't make sense. Kimo kiloy somu. Rashi, yes, your question. The nun doesn't make sense. Nu means us. So it doesn't make sense. You're right, but you have to know diktuk. You have to know diktuk has more exceptions than there are rules.
It doesn't end for us.
What?
It doesn't end for us.
Oh, no, that's Rashi's interpretation. If the Ribbono Shel Olam took a course in Hebrew grammar in Yeshiva Flapush, Ribbono Shel Olam would get an F in the course. if he would submit the Bible as his final paper, there's no question he would fail. He would fail the course, because in Chumash, there are more exceptions than there are rules, and that And that's all the brilliance of the Torah that forces us to interpret the pasuk in very creative, poetic ways to bring out the richness of the Torah. Because the Torah is not meant to read as a newspaper. The Torah is meant to read in ayin, kriv, and there are the words, just as this is another example. If you were given an assignment in fifth grade to write a pasuk, and you would write something like this, of the kindness of Hashem, firstly, you're missing 10 words in the pasuk, so it doesn't make any sense. And number two, and even if you'll explain what you mean, you didn't use the right word. So the answer is, well, the Torah was written purposely. It's so advanced. You start with the basics. The basics are like so simple. And now when you do something, you deviate just slightly, it's there to trigger a drasha. It's there to trigger multiple messages. I am panim l'Torah. So Rash... What? Far from the goyim. They're not fully understand. It's a code. The Torah is... It is a code. It is a puzzle. It requires... It has to be deciphered. We learn in Eov and Yeshayah, all these... Most of the time, you can't even read a pasuk forwards. You have to read the pasuk backwards or read words, pick words and translate them out of order to make sense of the pasuk. So here, like you said, the word samnu l'chora is not the right word.
I can share in the Chassam Sofer something doesn't fit in with the dik-dik.
Yeah.
He said dik-dik, din-din. Applying the words. Dik-dik, din-din. You gotta go by the din.
By the law.
Dik-dik is thick. Din is thick. He said din. You gotta go by the din.
By the halach. What? Everything is up in Ruach HaKodesh. The fact...
Hashem never said, I know that Moshe Rabbeinu said, I picked you because, not because you're the largest of the people, but you're the smallest.
Yeah, Temamat, we call it.
But is there a way Hashem himself made a promise that I would never wipe out the course?
Multiple times. Avraham to the Avos. All over Yeshayah and Nevi'im, HaKadosh Baruch Hu multiple times says, don't worry, I'm going to take care of you. But yet, you know, even after everything is said and done, there are multiple promises throughout the Torah. The Baalei Musa say there's still no guarantee. I know I have a home of tape for my grandfather. My grandfather, Rav Shafshik, Zech Tzadik Levracha, I don't know what the tape is, I don't remember the name, but right before World War II, when things were getting really, really bad, it was right before Purim, and my grandfather went into this rough. My grandfather was a very young man then, and he went into this very, very holy... No, in Europe, before the war, right before the war broke out, when things were getting really bad. I don't remember the name of the person, and he was a very holy person, and he looked, he was white. And he said to him, what's wrong? So he said to him, it's not good. There's going to be a very big tsar. Very terrible, terrible things are going to happen. So my grandfather was right before Purim, and I said to him, can it be? Look at all the tzaddikim. Look at the ribuy of Torah. Look how much good there is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't possibly let there be a churban to Klal Yisrael, to the European Jewry. It can't happen. So he said, he describes that this rav, he was white. He started pounding on the table with his fist. And he says, it says in the Megillah, Lahashmid, Laharoig, Ula Abed, Eskol, Hayuhudin, Minar, Viad Zokain, Taf, and Noshim, Yamecha, Biomechot. He was pounding, he repeated the pasuk over and over. There was a Gezerah in Shemayim to destroy the entire Klal Yisrael. Lahashmid, Laharoig, to destroy, to uproot men, women, children, everything. And the only reason that all the brachas, all the promises, like you just mentioned in Yeshayah, and in Zechariah, and in Hosea, and all of it, Tanakh, didn't make a difference. Hashem was going to go forward the plan to destroy Klal Yisrael, and it was only because Lech Kenoses Kol HaYehudim. Lech Kenoses Kol HaYehudim, they were mispalel, they did tshuva, that saved the Gezerah. So he told my grandfather, if there's not going to be tshuva, it's going to happen. Even though, everything is so good and fun, there's so much kedusha, it has to be in accounting. So how do you draw the balance? Like you said, exactly your question. I don't know the answer. On the one hand, we have promises, it cannot possibly happen. But on the other hand, we see that in history, many times we came very close. Very, very close. You begin to wonder, you know, what
So that's the reason why it says chasdei.
So these are words of comfort. According to this interpretation, he's saying chasdei means kindness.
I know, but as versus the statements of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to overlook. He's willing to forgive us. He's willing to focus on the zuchus of us, the bris of us. He's willing to overlook. Chasdei Hashem, it is only due to the kindness, ki lo yisam, that we have not come to an end. According to the simple interpretation, it means that Hashem's kindness does not come to an end. And the question is, if that's the word is grammatically incorrect. The nun does not belong here. And that's exactly what it says in Rashi, kimo ki lo samu. The word is grammatically loose, incorrect. Therefore, so make believe it says the word lo samu. You.
Ezra's trying to say something here.
Yeah.
Chesaron hakefo.
Yeah. The chesaron. He'll always find a reason. All the grammarians will come along and they'll show you that even though it appears that it's not grammatically correct, they'll show you a way how you can, according to the rules of grammar, it does work. But Rashi just says it straight. Rashi says the pasuk when it says ki lo samu, that we wouldn't need an Ibn Ezra. We wouldn't need an Ibn Ezra to go backwards in. So why then? And he leaves it at that. But now he says, you know why there's a nun? In order to provoke us, in order to awaken us to this drasha, that we are not coming to him because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness. The Yeshiv Arshim ki lo samu kamo ha'im tanu l'gvaya. Will they cease to perish? We see the word tanu is used in connection with the word gvaya. And gvaya means to die. When a human being dies. So now that we know the word tamnu is used in that context of human death, now when it says kiloi samnu, it means we, only due to Hashem's kindness, did we not expire, did we not come to an end. Ha'im tamnu l'vach chasdei Hashem, ha'im asher lo samnu, did not allow us to perish, v'loi kilinu, we did not come to an end, ba'avoneinu, due to our sins. Okay, let's go to the next part. Yeah?
In other words, said Samu would be they.
No, if it would say
Samu, it would be they, meaning the Chasdei Hashem.
Right, Chasdei Hashem.
And saying Samu means
us, right.
As in
Osanu.
Every
word that has a nu is always us, exactly. That's what Rashi is bothered. Is the word Samnu going on the kindness? Hashem's kindness is infinite, or is it going on us? Due to Hashem's kindness, we have not come to an end. Let's take a look at the Targum, Pasuk Chav Beis. Tivusa the Hashem, the goodness, he translates chesed is synonymous with the word toiv. The goodness of Hashem, Tivusa de Hashem, Arum lo pasaku, it does not, because it does not come to an Arum means because lo pasaku, ki, lo pasaku, Arum lo is meniu rachamohi, it does not, Arum means ki, it does, his mercy does not come to an end. So the Targum is clearly translating the word like Rashi's first interpretation, that Hashem's kindness, Arum lo is meniu it, Hashem's kindness does not come to an end. Like Rashi's first, not like the second interpretation. Okay, now we go to Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Chadoshim labekarim rabba emunasecha. Now, what does this mean? This continue. Moda ani lefanecha melechai v'kayam shechazart b'nishmasi b'chemla rabba emunasecha. It was the first thing you said this morning.
No, that's not. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's look over here at Rashi. What is chadoshim labekarim?
The whole phrase is found somewhere.
Chadoshim labekarim rabba emunasecha. It's from here. That's where it comes from. It's this is it. You hit the nail on the head.
No.
It's used in davening somewhere. Okay, could be. Chadoshim labekarim. Let's see what it says in the pasuk. The pasuk is chadoshim labekarim. Is going back on the kindness. It's a continuation. Hashem is mechadesh his mechadesh b'tuvai b'chol yom tamid. Hashem's kindness is renewed. It's not just the same thing. Chiddush. Mischadshim heim chasodecha miyom el yom. A continuation of the previous pasuk. What? Morning. Every morning. Chadoshim labakarm boker. Every morning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He renews kindness. He creates new things for us. Rab Munasecha, Gidoy lehi haftechosecha, great is your promise. V'dover gadol hu lehamin b'cha, it is a great matter to have faith in you. Shetiskayim, v'tishmar, to have faith that you will fulfill and guard Mashif Tachtolonu, what you have promised us. So Rabbah is, it's a very great thing to have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very powerful translation. It seems like he's translating it two ways, if I'm not mistaken. Number one is, Gedoil, great is your promise. V'dover Godolhu, it is a great, I don't know where he's getting that in the pasuk. He's maybe just adding that in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promises are very, very great. And it is a very great thing for man to have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something that we are so lacking in this world. V'dover Godolhu
Laha. There's two different ways.
Two different ways to translate the word Rabbah.
Your promises are great.
And it is a great thing to have, right.
So,
it appears...
Who's doing the action?
You're saying is the word Rabbah is going back on the Chadashim Labukarim. In Echanan, that's what Rashi seems to be saying. Chadashim Labukarim Rabbah, Kama, and then Rabbah Emunasecha. It seems from Rashi, if I'm not mistaken, Rashi is taking the word Rabbah and he's playing with it. He's saying you can append it to the beginning of the Pasuk and you can use it as the beginning of the next part of the Pasuk. And that would then mean that Chadashim Labukarim, Hashem does kindness every single day. What kind of kindness does Hashem do? Rabbah, great things. He does great things in this world. He promises us, he sends down to us great bracha with great promises. And to have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will fulfill those promises is a very great matter for a human being. Rabbah emunasecha. For man to have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unfortunately, we live in a world where we don't have, the world does not have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a large degree. The Chavetz Chaim, he mourned about this in his time. He said that in his generation, there was a very great Yerida in Emunah, not only among the Umas Olam, the world in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He explained, it's a very novel idea, that was the cause for the Great Depression. The Great Depression, he says, money, the economy is built on faith. I'm not an economist, my father was an economist, but in economics, it's borrowing and lending. To buy a house, who can afford to buy a house? No one. You have to go to the bank and they have to give you a mortgage. Why would they give you a mortgage? We have faith that you will pay us back.
Well,
over 20 years. What?
That's what the IMF has been blamed for now in Greece. They believe that Greece will restructure in 2010.
Oh, very good.
Restructure their debt.
And they'll pay it back. They had faith in Greece.
Yeah.
They had faith. The economy, the number, the Chavetz Chaim explained, I'm assuming this is a principle in economics, Economics 101, that the most fundamental ingredient in a healthy economy is faith. Faith in man.
Confidence.
Faith in man.
Faith in the system.
Money is all make-believe. Money, people who raise the biggest... All the money is all, you have things, and it's all like based upon faith that's going to happen in the future. It is the most fundamental element in a healthy economy, faith. When economy collapses, when there's a great depression, there's a recession, it's because I don't have faith in you. You're not going to pay me back. You don't have a job. There's no way you're going to pay me back. I'm not going to lend you money. There's no exchange of money. When money is not being exchanged, inflation, everything comes crashing down. There's stagnation, and the economy just collapses. So the Chavetz Chaim said this, what he said, this is a shocking thing. It's written up in the biography. In the biography of the Chavetz Chaim said, you know why the Great Depression happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought upon the world a depression that we read history. The depression was serious business. People lining up in America for bread. Okay, this is serious business. It's because man lost faith in God. Mm-hmm. Man lost faith in the rebased God. He's outdated. He left. He's not here. He's not with the program.
Followed by the roaring 20s.
He's gone. He's gone. The Rebbeinu Shlomo means it. You don't have faith in me? The world doesn't have faith in me? I'm going to punish you, Mida, Keneged Mida. I'm going to cause that you're not going to have faith in one another. And when you don't have faith in one another, what happens? The economy collapses. This is what the Chavetz Chaim explained as the cause for the Great Depression. Rabbah emunasecha. Rashi's words. V'dover godol hu lehamin b'cha. It's a great matter to have faith in the God we trust. God we trust. V'dover godol hu. It's really true. That's what the economy is all about. It's me, the Keneged Mida, the dollar bill, every coin in the United States, and God we trust. Because if we trust in God, God will cause man to have faith in another man, and that dollar will have value. See, it's so sad that the currency is going, in 20 years from now, it's not far-fetched to say that there's not going to be any more coins and bills. It's all going to be invisible. All going to be, even though putting chips on your fingernails. You go into the store and you just put your fingernail on the counter. There's a chip on your fingernail. Put it on the counter so it already takes money out of your account. You know what the greatest Ein Mashiach ben David ba ad shetichle. My father always used to say Ein Mashiach ba ad shetichle pruta min hashok. So we interpret it to mean there's poverty. No poverty. It means plastic credit cards, debit cards, chips, PayPal. You know, it's all in the cloud. What?
They just developed in Israel a smell fingerprint.
A smell fingerprint. You can detect smell.
Unique smell.
Every person. Every person. What I have found fascinating, they didn't pick up on this. They you know, I'll just tell you, every uniqueness, I thought this was amazing. The cameras, every person, it's shocking. It's a shocking thing. Every person has a unique walk. Have a person walk Dalet Amos. Just like everyone has a unique fingerprint.
That's right.
We can't sense this, but a computer can. Half-flavor fella. It gives new meaning into the avoda. In the avoda, there is shchita, kabbalah, hoylocha, and zrika. What's hoylocha? You gotta walk from the place of shchita to the mizbeach. So you talk hazal, let's say you do the shchita right near the mizbeach. You don't need to do a hoylocha. Hoylocha is a major sugya. No, hoylocha is unique. Everyone walks different. It's your unique avoda. Hoylocha is something very unique. Okay, we're getting back to the Chofetz Chaim. Until there's no more car, just means there's no more coins. Everything is going to be invisible. But it also comes with a very great cost. Very great, because now at least we live in America. America is the world economy. America, the dollar bill, this is accepted everywhere in the world, the American dollar. And what does it say on the dollar bill? In God we trust. Halfway with fella. If only they wrote on the dollar bill, marriages, man and woman. Then it would be.
Put a woman on the dollar, on the $10.
If they only wrote on the dollar bill. They say when they wrote the Constitution, had they known it would be 2015, they would have written the man and woman. It wasn't even Havamina. Such a thing. They can play around with such a thing. Right, whatever it is. But what is the chasara and the tragedy of losing the car? It's no longer going to say in God we trust. At least subconsciously, you know, you look even a guy looks at a dollar bill, at least subconsciously, God, what is that? What does that mean? You learn about it. In the new economy of the future. You ever see on a credit card in God we trust? Never saw on a credit card in God we trust. You ever pay PayPal? eBay? PayPal is bigger than the United States. They have more money in PayPal. Did you ever see on their website when you pay PayPal in God we trust? Never. Never.
The founders were Christians.
What? It was a world where they believed that Ra'al Chavetz Chaim it was a different world. It was a world of Rabba Munasach. When the Torah was given by Moshe Rabbeinu, the whole world was listening. They didn't accept it, but they listened. They listened. They heard. A bird did not chirp. A lion did not bray. No one roared. No one made a sound. The world, there was Kiddush in the world. Niskatnu Hadoros. Getting lower and lower. Rabba Emunasech. What? They didn't have him.
They didn't have Hashem's name.
It's a Milo. Kings. But it was a mamash, an incredible zechus for the country, for the world. Whatever it is. But, okay, so this is it. Now, I just want to make one other point. So this point that you made, Rabbi Chol, that the word Rabba really is going back both ways. Let's go to Moda Ani. Moda Ani, we take this. Moda Ani Lefnechem Melechai Vikayim. Now in the new Siddur, I notice in the new art scroll, in the art scroll they put this thick break. They put a line, a bar. Don't make a mistake. Don't read Bechemla Rabba, Kama Emunasecha. It's Bechemla. Kama wasn't good enough. They put a line, Rabbah emunasecha, because it comes here from this pasuk. Comes here from this pasuk, Rabbah emunasecha. But, big but, look in Masas Kapai. Look in Masas Kapai from Rav David Cohn, Shlita here on Coney Island. Incredible swarm, Chidushim Noiram. And he says, not necessarily, it's Takat Shui. I don't know if he quotes the Rashi over here, but it's really meant to be read both ways. Because in Shmona Esther we say, there's a concept in the tefillah of rachamim rabim, great mercy. Bechemla rabah. Chemla Rabbah is with great mercy is really equivalent to Rachamim Rabim. So when it says Rabbah, it really goes on both. It goes Rabbah Emunasecha, no question about it. It's a Feresh Pasuk right here, Rabbah Emunasecha. But it's also Bechemla Rabbah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had great Rachmanis to return our neshamas this morning. It wasn't. It goes both ways.
Where would you put the?
You think both. You have to be multitask. What? The Pasha Pshat is. The Pasha is. Shechzarti bi nishmasi bechemla. Put the chemla in the beginning. Bechemla kama. Rabbah emunasecha. But also, so then you can also. Shechzarti bechemla rabbah. And repeat it, Rabbah Munasecha. It's interpreted, it's rich. It's the words are not repeated, it's self-understood. Bechemlo Rabbah Munasecha. In your mind, it's self-understood. The word Rabbah goes backwards and it goes forwards. There's richness. Davening is not reading the New York Times. Davening, there's richness, there's expressions. The expressions are interpreted in multiple ways. No, part of Shah is we stop. We do stop. Bechemlo Rabbah, Kama, Bechemlo, Kama. That's the way a normal person does it. Bechemla, you pause, and then you say, Rabbah Emunasecha. We're not so sophisticated. We try to do things as simple as possible.
Like
what?
Rabbi Klein says, when's the last time you read Vayda Ani?
Why not?
I
use a sitter. I'm too spaced out. It takes me a long time to boot up. I'm like, you know, the old computers. Today, Windows 10, they say, boots up 1, 2, 3. I'm holding Windows 3.1. 3.1, it took 10 minutes to boot up.
That was a beer.
Right? That's how I wake up in the morning. It takes a lot of time to get everything up and going, and then there are a lot of problems also. But, so, you know, I find it to be very good. You go to shul, and I go to shul, and you put on your tefillin, your talis, and you sit, open up the sitter to the beginning. That's what I do. You go to the sitter, and you start from the beginning. You say, Moda Ani. There's no harm in saying Moda Ani. When you sit down in shul, open up the first page and you say Reishis Chachma, and then you make all the brachas, Allah Seder. Okay, there are people that are able to do it, able to do everything, Allah Seder, but if you can't do it, there's no harm in doing it, opening up and starting from there when you begin davening. Alright, we're out of time, so we'll pick this up again tomorrow. We have to do the Targum, we'll do the Targum on this pasuk tomorrow.